Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 130. Hope. What a wonderful word. Hope. Confident expectation. Psalm 130. The psalmist is in trouble. How do I know that? Verse 1. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Why is he in trouble? Well, it's because of sin. Sins. At the root bottom, it is sins. Look at verse 2. Out, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. You can see the undertone there. You can see what's beneath that prayer. He's crying for mercy. Why mercy? He knows he needs forgiveness. He knows he's a sinner. And he's in trouble about it. It's implied there that it's sin. This is the trouble. But verse 3 is explicit. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? He's acknowledging he is a sinner. He knows he is, and he feels it. But verse 4, but with you there is forgiveness. See, again, there's the implication. I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness, and you are the God of forgiveness. You are the forgiving God. Verse 7, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Again, the implication, redemption, deliverance, rescue, salvation, that's from sin. He himself will redeem Israel, verse 8, from all their sins. He's thinking nationally, he's thinking individually. Sin is at the root of all his sorrow, trouble, and misery. Let us recognize it, my friend. Nothing changes here. From the fall of Adam to the end of time, sin is the root cause of all the misery in the world. The great marks of misery, you know, the war and the famine, the disease, the abuse and so on, but down to the smallest thing, pride, jealousy, well, I say smallest, there's no such thing as small, but down to the private things, sin is at the root of all our troubles. And what does the psalmist do? He knows the only thing he can do is cry out to God. Out of the depths, verse 1, I cry to you, Lord. He prays. Verse 2, O Lord, hear my voice. I'm a sinner and I know it, and I crave for your mercy. I cry to you for mercy. He looks to God. He calls upon God. He prays to God. Verse 6, he says, my soul waits for the Lord. Verse 5, I wait for the Lord. This is how he's waiting, he's watching, he's looking. He's hoping in God. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, verse 7. In the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love. He himself, there's the emphasis, will redeem Israel from all their sins. Hoping in God, looking to God, trusting in God. Hope comes through this psalm. Why? Because he is the God of mercy, verse 2. Because he is the God of forgiveness, verse 4, and because of his love. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is not cheese-paring redemption, but full redemption. Redemption, forgiveness, love, the promise of it, the urging of the people to trust God and call upon him. So he says in verse 4, therefore you are to be feared. Acknowledge your sin, cry to God for mercy, hope and trust and believe and receive that mercy. Now all that is old covenant, of course, but how it comes over into the new covenant. Sin is still the root problem. God is still the only Savior. There is no other name but the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So says Christ. So said Peter in the previous text, Acts 4:12. There is salvation. There is mercy. There is redemption in God. Is anybody listening to me who has a burden of sin? Has Satan reminded you of your sin? Then upward look to Christ. Call upon him. You can then sing and cry and praise God. I have sought the Lord and he has heard me. I have a perfect priest above. And when Satan tempts me to despair, upward I look and I see him there who made an end of all my sin. I can go much further than the psalmist could in the days of the old covenant. I now know that Christ stands ready and willing and able to save all who will call upon him. Hope, hope, hope in this hopeless world. Don't give up, my friend. Look to God and be saved, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.